Welcome into the Locked On Reds podcast on a Thursday, 1 week from opening day. I'm James Rapine. Great to have you in. As always, check out LockedOnReds.com. We're on Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. Tune in and every podcast posted at LockedOnReds.com. It's great to be with you today. And today, well, it's going to be simple. I went on the Locked On Cubs podcast, and they were asking me different questions about the team, about the Reds, about how I felt about them. And we did this, I think I did a poll as we were ramping up to start the podcast, or ramping up and did start the podcast. But I figured today, we're 1 week away from opening day. We have 20 official episodes of Locked On Reds in the books. This is episode 21. Let's start. Let's look ahead. Let's just do it right now. How many games are the Reds going to win in 2018? And you should chime in at Locked On Reds on Twitter. I've also retweeted this at Locked On, or at James Rapine. I almost said Locked On Bengals. Also, the poll question and this podcast at LockedOnReds.com. And it's simple. How many games will the Reds win this season? Less than 70? 71 to 75? 76 to 80? 80 or more? And it's early. Just over, I just put the poll question up. It's 2:19 Eastern time. I put it up at like 2:05. I have 25% of you say 80 or more. 38% say 76 to 80. That means only 37% of you. 37%. As of now, I expect this to change, but only 37% of you say 75 or fewer. Now, when I went on Locked On Cubs today, they asked me, over, under, Joey Votto, number of RBIs at 99.5. I took the over. Over, under, number of wins this season, or how many wins this season will the Reds have? I said 75. And I thought I was being pretty optimistic. And now I look at this, and so far the early return, 60% of you now, saying 76 or more wins. And there's nothing wrong with that. I certainly hope you're right. Hell, it's good for me as a fan. It's good for you as a fan. It's good for the podcast. It's good for everybody if the Reds are good, except maybe the Cubs or the Pirates, or, you know, a team that we don't care about anyways. But to me, is it we're just being naive? We're just excited about opening day? Oh, yeah, the Reds, they're going to win so many games this year. Or do we really believe that? Do you really believe they're going to win 76 games? 80 games? 84 games? 88 games? You really saying that? Because I don't think there's a chance in hell they win 80 or more. If everything goes right, you picking this team to win 80? Because if everything goes right, Homer Bailey will return to form of what he did in 2013, which was good, wasn't great, a decent record. 3.5 ERA, 3.4 ERA, in that range. Okay, good. That'd be awesome. I'll take that right now. Sign us up. Luis Castillo, if he's good, he'll look like an ace. Like if the questions get answered or are good answers, he'll look like an ace out there. And then what? Then we're expecting Finnegan to be great and Tyler Mahle or Amir Garrett to be great. Is that what we're going to do, is just... Oh, this is the bar. Because I don't want you to be disappointed. I don't want you to go into this year, and I would love for them to be really good. But if you go in with hopes that are slightly higher than they should be, then I'd be concerned. Or a lot higher than they should be. Then I'd be really concerned. I think it's more likely they win less than 70 than 80 or more. I think it's most likely 75 and under. It should get all the vote. Right now, and it's varying as we go here. Now, we're still at 40%, though. I just saw it change. I don't want you to feel that way just because it's the start of the season. But I'm not telling you how to feel. If you feel that way because you think X is going to happen, I want to know about it. So, this is the perfect time. I'm not asking you to write for Locked On Reds. I'm not asking you. I just want your opinion. James Erpine at ESPN1530.com. Your predictions for the Red season. This is a mailbag of sorts. Email me your prediction, quick blurb as to why, and I'm going to try to post them all at LockedOnReds.com. As long as they're good. Leave the profanity out of it. but that would be the point. And good doesn't mean good record. Good just means thought out. You give a little bit of your opinion. It doesn't need to be a book, but you give me a paragraph on, yeah, Votto's going to be good, but I don't know about Cozart, or I think Jose Peraza is going to be the man, or Eugenio Suarez is going to be the man at third. The starting rotation is going to be fine. And just give us your predictions, because I'm going to give you mine. And I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. You can catch us on iTunes, as well as Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and also LockedOnReds.com. Okay, so let's dive into this here. Why I think that the Reds are going to win 75 or fewer games. Because I don't know what I'm getting. Like, have you ever been to... of course you have. You've been to a restaurant and tried something new for the first time. There's a roll of the dice if you go with the fish or the salmon. You know what the safe bet is when you're like traveling and you stop off at a diner? You know what the safe bet at that place is? You're in the middle of nowhere. The chicken tenders. The burger. Usually safe. Maybe it's not great, but it sure as hell isn't going to be dreadful. Now, if I'm getting the Parmesan chicken pasta, that could be rough. The noodles could be rubbery. The sauce might not be good. The chicken could be well done. Like, that could be tough. Chicken tenders, you just fry them up. They're good anywhere, right? Mozzarella sticks, usually, as long as the dipping sauce is all right, safe. It would be like going to a bunch of restaurants in the middle of nowhere and expecting to strike gold with every meal you get. And you're not getting any of the safe meals. The Reds don't have a chicken tenders on their starting rotation platter, so to speak. There is none on the menu. There's nothing. There's not one guy I can look at and say, he's going to give me this. Not one. I don't know what Jose Peraza is going to do at shortstop. I don't know if Scooter Gennett, if last year was an outlier, and I think it had to be to a certain extent, or if that was the real deal. All of those things are, and that's just some of the question marks, but all of those things concern me. How's Jesse Winker going to play? What's Billy Hamilton going to do? Is Jose Peraza going to be that guy? Is the bullpen, with the additions that they've made this offseason, David Hernandez, and are those guys going to be better? Jeff Hughes, I almost forgot his name for a second. Is that going to be the difference? Because to me, there are so many questions, and there's no stability. Joey Votto, know what I'm getting. Corners of the outfield, I think I know what I'm getting. Tucker Barnhart, know what I'm getting. Then what? Eugenio Suarez? So let's just say that's the case, right? So Votto, Suarez, Barnhart. Corner outfielders. Okay. And then your closer, your closing pitcher. Outside of that, there's question marks everywhere else. So three, four pitchers that you're going to pitch each game. Eight other players that are going to play. Five to six, depending on if Raisel Iglesias plays, are the shoe-ins. The players that you're like, oh yeah. That's half. So half are going to turn out okay, or half are going to give you what you expect. The other half are question marks. And of those half, all of the pitchers, every single starter, question mark, unknown, young, injured. I mean, there's a bunch of questions and no answers. No answers yet. So to me, I just don't see how you could think, like, because even if everything goes about as well as you could ask for, you're getting about half of them right, half of them wrong. So Homer Bailey will be good. Brandon Finnegan will get injured. Luis Castillo will be an ace, but Amir Garrett and Tyler Mahle, their promise will go out the door. And Anthony DeSclafani will stay injured or be ineffective. That's the thing. And that's why I can't get on board. Main reason is starting rotation. The starting rotation has so many question marks. Jose Peraza, I don't know what he is. Scooter Gennett, I don't know what he is. Billy Hamilton, is he going to play a lot? Is he going to hit leadoff? What's going to happen with him? So to me, and I really want your feedback, email me, jamesrapine@ESPN1530.com. What record do you have the Reds finishing with in 2018 and why? It'll be fun to track it. I'm going to go with a very optimistic 75 wins. Hey, that ain't bad. Compared to what it's been, 68, that's a 7-win upgrade. It's 7 more wins than last year and the year before. They won 68 games last season. And that's 7. That means they only lose 88 games. Look, see? Upgrade. I lied. 87 games. Good math there. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back at it tomorrow, where opening day would be just 6 days away. Thank you so much. If you're new to the podcast, remember, one-stop shop, all things Reds, daily Reds fix right here on the Locked On Reds podcast on Twitter, @JamesRapine, @LockedOnReds. Vote in our poll question. Email me. And until tomorrow, by the way, there's new articles going up at LockedOnReds.com right now. Check those out. Until tomorrow, I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.